Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Remember, for high-ticket dropshipping here, we're looking at products that are $1,000 or more in value. And so I can just start looking on sites that already sell these types of products. There's no maximum number on that either. Like, it could be $3,000, $5,000, $7,000. Recently had an order on one of our stores for nearly $100,000, right? Which is pretty wild.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Tired of dropshipping gurus flexing Lambos while you're stuck at square one? After scaling multiple stores to eight figures, we'll show you exactly what works in 2025 and how you can take a dropshipping business from zero to 100K in the next year. 10 years ago, I was a forklift driver at a Walmart distribution center. I promise you that is not what I wanted to be when I was a little kid. That is not what I signed up for. And today, I'm here talking to you about dropshipping because John and I both have experience specifically in high-ticket dropshipping and how you can scale a business like that, a true asset like that, by doing it a different way than you've probably heard online.
Yeah, so most people, if you've heard, you've come to this video, you've heard about dropshipping, and you're looking into it further, it's likely that what you've heard about is what we call low-ticket dropshipping, which is where you find products on AliExpress or other sort of directory-type sites, and you dropship those. You sell those on a store, you dropship them to people anywhere around the world. Well, look, that's been popular for a few years, but the reality is in 2025, that's not the best way to do dropshipping. And simply, it's a simple matter of math. So when we talk about high-ticket dropshipping, we're talking about selling products that have a minimum price of $1,000 and you can go up from there. So I want you to think about this for a moment. If you're doing low-ticket dropshipping, you're finding products on AliExpress, like say a set of fake eyelashes that you're going to sell for $20. If you sell one of those, you're probably going to make around $5 to $10 profit at the most. $10 profit at the most, but probably more like $5 after you've paid for all of your costs, all of your expenses. Now, on the flip side of that, with high-ticket dropshipping, we might sell something like an infrared sauna for $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000. And when we sell one of those, we're going to make somewhere between $700 to $1,000 profit. And that's after we've paid for the product, after we've shipped it to the customer, and after we've paid our marketing expenses. So the simple maths comes down to, if you can sell one product and make $700 to $1,000, how many $20 products do you need to sell to get the same result, the same money in your pocket? And the answer is hundreds. You would have to sell hundreds of sets of fake eyelashes to get the same money in your pocket as you would from selling one high quality, high priced product. And that, think about what that means for you. If you have to do hundreds and hundreds of orders to get the same money, that means you have to fulfill hundreds and hundreds of orders. You have to deal with the customer service that comes from having hundreds and hundreds of orders, and you have to deal with more customer problems. You have to do more marketing because you have to go out and find hundreds and hundreds of people to buy your product. Whereas when you're selling the high ticket product, to make the same money, you just have to find one person who wants to buy that product. And the good news is that when you're selling high ticket products via high ticket dropshipping, which we're going to step you through in this video, you're working with local high quality suppliers. You're not having to dropship things from, say, China or somewhere else overseas. The products are already in your country. So if you're running a business in the US, the high ticket products are already in warehouses in the US. They're produced by companies who have been around for many years, who your customers already know about and they're already searching for. And this is another massive benefit and reason why high ticket dropshipping is the way to go in 2025, is that when you're doing high ticket dropshipping, you're selling products that people are already looking for. So people go onto Google when they want an infrared sauna and they search for infrared saunas. Whereas the flip side of that, when you're doing low-ticket dropshipping, the typical methods that people use to sell the products is Facebook ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads where you're relying on putting a product that nobody really wants, that nobody knows about, in front of them in the hope that you'll interrupt what they're doing and they'll just buy it, right? Now, I know what I'd rather do and what we've been doing for 10 years is going and putting our products in front of existing demand, people who are already looking specifically for that brand of product and specifically that product to make our first sales and literally to go from zero to $100,000. All you need to do is to find products that people already want to buy and sell it to them rather than the traditional dropshipping way that most people have heard about, which is to find a product that nobody really wants and then try and convince them that they want it. So, the high-ticket dropshipping is the way to go. And the great thing is as well, in 2025, you can start high-ticket dropshipping for less than $500.
You don't have to order stock. You don't have to go find a hot product, get some in your hand so you can take photos and things like that. Again, to John's point, people are already looking for these products. When I sold 3D printers, the specific brands I was selling, there was demand for this already. I didn't have to jump in front of you as you're scrolling Facebook or TikTok or Instagram and say, hey, do you want this product or generate some interest somehow? People already were looking for these, and I simply needed to step in front of them with Google Shopping or SEO or other ways to get in front of them, likely on Google.
All right, so let's step you through five steps that you can take, and you can literally start taking these today, literally as you're watching this video. We're going to take you through the five steps that you need to take to go from zero to 100,000 in sales with a high-ticket dropshipping business. And we start in the beginning at finding the person we want to serve, or we might otherwise call these people our ideal customer. And this might sound a little bit counterintuitive because if you've heard anything about dropshipping thus far, you'll know that people tell you, you need to go and find the next winning product. And it's all about finding winning products. And that's actually not the best way to do it. The problem with searching for just a winning product is that sooner or later, that product stops being a winning product. And if you build a whole business around that and it stops working for you or people stop buying that product, then you're really left with nothing. You've got to go and find the next winning product. Meanwhile, your sales are tanking, you're going backwards, and you're going to feel under a lot of pressure. Whereas when you go and find a customer to serve and serve them around a particular interest or passion or things that they want rather than need, you're able to build a business that doesn't rely on individual products to work. And so, an example of this would be, I might want to help people who are passionate about woodworking. And so, if a person who is passionate about woodworking, that's kind of like their hobby, that's the thing they do in life because they want to do it, not because they need to do it. There's a whole range of products that somebody who's passionate about woodworking would buy. And a lot of those products are high-ticket products, which we're talking about here, multiple thousands of dollars per sale. And people buy multiple products at the same time, which gives you even higher order values. And so, I start by identifying a list of, you could call them hobbies, you could call it interests, you could call it passions that people have, or it could also be businesses that people run. So, you can do this in a business-to-business sense. For example, you could find people, you could build a business to serve people who run commercial cleaning businesses, in which case, there would be a whole range of products that you could sell somebody who is running a commercial cleaning business. Floor scrubbers, floor polishers, pressure washers. There's a whole range of different products there that people use in that space. And so, you're just going to go through, build a list of those different interests, niches, hobbies, and you can literally do this online. You can use ChatGPT to do this. If you go to ChatGPT, or any sort of AI tool and put in, hey, can you give me a list of 100 hobbies that people in the United States have or do? It's going to literally spit you out a list, right? That's your starting point. Any one of those things could be a fantastic way to start a dropshipping business. So, you start with a list and then you're going to go on to look at, well, what products do people who follow that interest buy?
I got to pause you 1 second, John, and I think you really touched on something. People are always looking for, you know, what's something I can get into that nobody's into? You touched on it a little bit. It's that B2B. So, we talk about a person you want to serve, right? And then finding their products. But you touched on it a little bit. If you can find a business to serve or a type of business to serve, and then go to step two and find the products that they buy, I honestly think that might be the wave of the future here where we're going. But how do you actually find those products? How do you find, you know, if you think about a nail salon, right? A nail salon has tons and tons of little products, right? Tons of little products. And we're talking right now, we don't want to sell those low ticket products. We don't want to drop ship those products. But there are a lot of products inside of a nail salon that qualify for that high ticket. How do you start down that path, right? Even if you're doing the woodworking person, how do you start down the path of researching, trying to find things above $1,000?
Yeah, well, once again, I think there's multiple ways you can do this. And I'm going to go back to AI again, because I started doing this in more recent times, and it often works really well. So I'll go to ChatGPT, or it could be Gemini, or any of those sort of tools. And I'll ask a question. I'll say, I'm a business owner who wants to start a hair salon, or a nail salon, or a dental studio. Can you provide me a list of the products that I would need to buy to set one of those up? And I was actually surprised. I tested this a few times, and I was actually surprised that it gave me a really good list, just 1 to 20 or something like that, of all the different products that someone would buy if they were starting that business. And then I took those products and I went over to Google, to a search engine, and I just started putting those product categories in, right? And what happens on Google when you start putting product categories in is that you're going to be presented with search results of businesses that sell those products, right? So existing e-commerce businesses. And then I would go onto those and just start looking at, well, what price point are these products at? Remember, for high ticket dropshipping here, we're looking at products that are $1,000 or more in value. And so I can just start looking on sites that already sell these types of products and see, like, okay, are the price points looking good? Is this generally what I'm looking for? And so if it's $1,000 plus on average, you know, there's no maximum number on that either. Like, it could be $3,000, $5,000, $7,000, $100,000. We recently had an order on one of our stores for nearly $100,000, right? Which is pretty wild. And you can do the same thing. So that was a business example. You can do the same thing if somebody's got a hobby, right? So I'll go back to the woodworking example. I could go and search, what products do people need to do woodworking? Or what equipment would somebody need to do woodworking? And you can put that search into Google as well. I mean, if you don't like using AI, or you don't use AI, you can just go and do these simple searches on Google, right? And you're still going to get the answers that you need. And so once you've kind of satisfied that you've found the right products, you know, the products are in the right price point, I think then, you know, you want to go and look at a couple of other things, right? So, you want to see that there's other people who are already selling those products. So, once again, you've gone onto Google to search for the product types. You can see, are there other e-commerce stores that are selling them? Are there Google Shopping ads along the top of the Google search result or down the side, right? If there's Google Shopping ads, that means people are selling them online. And you want to see that. Because that means that there are already people who are buying those products online. It is possible sometimes to come up with an idea that is so new that nobody's really selling those things yet. It's pretty rare, but I have seen it. And so, if you search a type of product and you see not really any good search results from people selling them coming up, then that's probably not a good idea to go ahead with. So, you see a bit of competition. You want to then see, the next check is to work out, well, are there brands? Are there suppliers, right? When you're dropshipping, you're buying a product from a supplier, a manufacturer, a distributor, and you're selling that product to a customer, right? So, you need to have the suppliers there in order for this to work. So, the easiest way, I think, to find suppliers is, once again, you're looking at other e-commerce sites to see the price of the products. When you're doing that, you're going to see what brands they're selling, right? So, the brands are the suppliers. Okay, so if I'm looking at, say, infrared saunas, and I see a brand like Clearlight, that's the supplier. It's Clearlight, right? And so, you want to see that there's enough suppliers of the products that are local in your country. So, once again, if you're in the US, you're starting your business in the US, your suppliers should be in the US, or at least have a presence in the US. And so, you find a name. I think, you know, if you can find 10 or more suppliers, you're in a good place.
I think that's a common misconception that we hear so often, John. Where do I find my suppliers? Right? When you think come from that low ticket world, you're trying to find a manufacturer in China or a trade, a middleman. I'll call them what they are, a middleman in China who's going to like source the products for you, who can drop ship the products for you. And again, we're selling products people have already heard of from brands you've definitely heard of. So if you're in, to your point, in the sauna industry, probably heard of Clearlight. You've definitely heard of Sunlighten. You've probably heard of some other brands in there. If you're in the pellet grill space, you've heard of Traeger or you've heard of Memphis. Those are our suppliers. We're reaching out to these brands directly to become a retailer for those brands so that we can sell them on our retail store. And I do think that is a confusing step for a lot of people who have they've heard the concept of drop shipping and they've thought through the, you know, the hot product idea and what they're going to source. This is a bit different. Think Wayfair. Wayfair is a great example of a business like this. They used to be dozens and dozens of different high ticket drop shipping businesses that they combined into Wayfair. Wayfair essentially is a retailer of tons and tons of brands. That's what we are pitching here today of the method that John and I have used to grow our businesses from zero to 100K and well beyond that.
Yep. So you find the products, you found suppliers, you know, the next step is to set up a website. Now, this bit probably sounds a little bit counterintuitive to people because you might think, well, if I found suppliers, shouldn't I go out and, you know, contact them and see if they're, you know, happy to work with me, happy to, you know, to drop ship for me? And we actually don't do it that way. And look, we've tested this and what we're about to tell you next works the best for sure. You set up a website first and we use Shopify. We love Shopify. It's the best platform for running a high-ticket dropshipping business on. So you want to open up a Shopify account and you want to set up a website that so that you've got something to show suppliers when you go to call them, so that you have a presence there. We don't need to set up a full website. We'll set up a website with like a front page, a home page. We'll put a couple of demo products on it. So that suppliers can get a feel for what our website will look like when their products are on it. And look, if you haven't done this before, you might be thinking that, oh, setting up a website, that sounds like a really difficult thing to do, right? I've never done anything online before. Truly, it's a lot easier than you think. Shopify makes it very relatively easy for you to set up a website, even if you have zero experience. I know when I started this, I had no experience. I'd never set up a website before in my life. I'd never done anything online, to be honest. I was surprised after doing it that it was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. You don't have to do really any coding to do this. You know, you don't need to have any of that kind of technical web development knowledge to set up a website. Like I say, Shopify makes it pretty straightforward. And the reason that we do it first, once again, is so because the next step is you are going to contact suppliers. So you got a little list of the suppliers of the products that you want to sell. You are going to contact them and you're going to say, hey, I'm John, I'm calling from whatever your business name is. You've got a business and it makes such a difference for suppliers to know that you've got a little bit of skin in the game. Like you're serious about what you're doing. You've gone out and you've done a little bit of work. And to most people, it's more work than it actually is, right? And so a supplier can have a bit more confidence that you're not just some person that woke up in the morning, had a bright idea that maybe they want to start a business, but you're not really serious about it. And so it just gives you that little edge when it comes to actually communicating with those suppliers and having them agree to you selling their products on your website.
I mean, let's be honest. You're not the only one watching this video or listening to this podcast or have heard something similar online. So these brands are likely getting a call daily, multiple times a day. And again, it's not the brand. It's some human working at the brand who has to pick up the phone and hear your pitch. And if you don't have anything to show them, you're just asking, that's probably not going to end well most of the time. Whereas if you can say, hey, I own thissite.com, have them look at it. You can watch them in real time on your Google Analytics, come look at your store. And again, it might just be a homepage where you went to Pixabay or Pexels.com and got a beautiful homepage image. And again, Shopify makes this pretty easy to drag and drop sections in there and show off the couple products that you uploaded. They're going to be impressed, hopefully, that you're showing initiative. You actually want to do this. And for me, John, I like to be honest and let them know, hey, this is something new I'm trying. I really want to go after this hard. I've got great resources behind me to make this happen. And I would love to, you know, become a partner, become a retailer for you, become build a relationship with you, and show you what we can do together and make sales. And that's what they ultimately care about, right? They want someone who's going to represent their brand well and who's going to make sales. And if you just call them, or shoot, some people just email them, John. If you just email them, you're likely going to get ignored or get a no. But if you call them and you have a website to show them, this is severely increases your chances at a yes.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that would be going through people's head, you know, taking you through a few steps is like, how long would this have taken me? Like, once again, setting up a website and things, you probably think this would take you a long time. You can literally do it in a day. Right. So the 100%. Steps we've taken you through, we're up to kind of our fourth step here. You could have done this in less than a week. Right. You could do this. I mean, if you really want to push hard on it, you can find your niche. You can get a list of suppliers. You can find the products. You can set up a website. You can do that in literally a few days if you really want to get into it. Right. And then, yeah, you're going to contact suppliers like Ben says. Look, you go through contacting suppliers and, you know, you're going to get some yeses. You're going to get some nos. You're going to have some that you don't really hear back from, right? You know, if you've got a list of 10 to 20 suppliers, that's okay, right? Let's say you get 3 or 4 or 5 yeses from suppliers who are like, yep, happy for you to sell our products on your website and happy to do it via that fulfillment method, drop shipping. The next step you're going to do is they're going to hook you up with their product details, like images of their products. They're going to give you a price list, which includes the wholesale price you're going to buy the product at, as well as the retail price they would like you to sell it at, usually. And the difference between those things is your margin, right? And they're going to give you like product specifications, you know, like all the technical details of the product and all of that sort of thing. And your job then is to take that information and you're going to put it onto your Shopify store that you've already got open. It's already set up. Now you're just going to plug those products into that site. And once you've done that, you're pretty much ready to go, right? So your site is already built. So now you've got products to sell. You hook up your checkout. You put your checkout live. People can now come onto your website, shop those products and buy them. And so the final step here in and the last big piece of the puzzle of going from 0 to 100,000 in sales in 2025 is the marketing that we're going to do to launch and start growing one of these businesses. And this is the kind of like the next and one of the big areas that high ticket dropshipping varies greatly from the dropshipping that most people have heard of. And that's, we're not running social media ads. We're not getting in here and running Facebook ads. We're not running TikTok ads. We're not running Instagram ads. We're not doing a whole bunch of organic social posting to make our first sales. We're using search engines. So the biggest of those is, of course, by far Google. And Google has ad placements on the Google search results, which you've seen before, that are specifically for people who sell physical products. And that's called Google Shopping Ads. And so we're going to open a Google Ads account. We're going to open a Google Merchant Center account, which are two of the Google platforms. They're free to use, like free to open these platforms. Google Merchant Center connects your Shopify store to Google Ads and allows you to pull all of your product information across automatically so that you can run Google Shopping Ads, which means when somebody goes to Google and types in something like, I want to buy an infrared sauna, Google will then show your actual products on the page. I mean, you can go and do this now. Open a Google window and type in a type of product you'd like to buy. And you'll see these ads that go along the top of the screen or down the side. Sometimes they're down the right-hand side of the screen, or you can click into the shopping tab at the top of the screen and you're going to see a whole page of these ads, right? You can put your ads in there for your products and show them immediately to people who are actually searching for the brands and the specific models of products that you buy and no one else, right? And this is the great thing about advertising on search engines is that you can show your ads only to people who are actually looking for them rather than the social media world where you kind of have to show it to everyone and a whole bunch of people who aren't interested whatsoever to find the people who are interested. And so
why do we do that, right?
Sorry?
If you think And why do we do that, right? Like, when you think about shopping, you're not going to Facebook and typing in pellet grill, right? You're not going to TikTok and typing in sauna. You're going to Google, right? Or you're going to Amazon, which, again, Amazon caters more to the lower end. You're not going to find a lot of high-ticket products on there. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for niche high-ticket products, which is what we're recommending you sell, you're going to find those on e-commerce websites. They're going to be using Google Shopping Ads. They're going to be using Google or Bing or DuckDuckGo or any of these smaller sites to actually go do a search on a search engine where they're looking for a product. So if I type in Memphis Grills Elite ITC3, I'm going to see pictures of Memphis Grills Elite ITC3 from multiple different brands. If I'm selling that, I want to be that first picture up there in the window in Google Shopping. And that's how we're generating the traffic to these websites.
Yep. And the great thing is that the customer who's making that search, they see the image of the product, they see the price, they see the name of the product, and they see all of that before they click on the ad. And when you're running these type of ads, you don't pay anything unless somebody clicks on your ad. So it doesn't cost you anything to show your ads on the screen. The customer makes a decision to, because they're interested, to click on your ad. And then they do, and they then go through to your website where they can consume more information about the product, and they can start to make a decision about, you know, if it's the right product for them, and do they want to buy it, and they can go straight on there and buy it.
And so like, what might come up here for you when you're thinking about this, right? You built your store, you found your person, you found your products, you've built Shopify, you've called the suppliers, you've uploaded products, now you're running ads. What are some pitfalls that might come up? I can think of three, John, that come up for me. One is, we often hear this one, either your imposter syndrome shows up when it comes time to call those suppliers, or you do in fact call those suppliers and some of them say no. There's a chance Google suspends you right away when you start, just so they can verify who you are and that you're a real business. And so your merchant center might get set aside for, could be a week, could be a month, while they determine whether you are legit and you have all of the pieces in place on your website that need to be there, or your Google Ads, vice versa. We've seen people get suspended. Of course, none of this is forever. There is a not an infinite amount of time that you will be suspended, but it seems to happen more often than not early on in businesses nowadays, where Google's just kind of doing a reference check of like, are you a real business? Are you legit? Do you have the right things on your site? But the big one for me, John, is like in your head, and I kind of briefly touched on this. It is so easy to get in your own way and doubt yourself in this process. So you've heard us talk about it. We talked about it quite confidently of how it's worked for us. But you're going to run into your own limiting beliefs almost every step of the way. You will doubt whether you picked the right person. You'll likely doubt whether you picked the right products. You'll doubt whether you can close the supplier on the phone, whether you built a good enough website, whether your ads are set up right. There's a lot of opportunity for you to say, I've never done this before. I'm uncomfortable. I kind of want to turn around. And I would challenge you that like this is what entrepreneurship is all about, is you pushing through all of those moments to get to a wonderful place on the other side, where you can show yourself that, you know, if you just follow a good system and do the work, you can end up in a great place, hopefully at that 100K in 2025 mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, 100K, going from zero to 100K, I mean, it opens up such a world for you. I mean, when you're where you probably are right now, you haven't done anything yet, you're thinking about getting started. It's hard, you know. You do have to take a bit of a leap of faith and take a bit of a risk, right? I mean, we're talking about starting a business here, and there is no business you can start without that. But when you get through, you know, you start running some ads, you'll start making some sales, you'll start spending a bit more on ads, you'll start getting some more sales. You get to 100,000 in sales, which if you're selling high ticket products, once again, 100,000 in sales, it sounds like a lot, but just do the maths here, right? If you're selling high ticket products, and so we'll sell products, you know, with an average price of $4,000 or $5,000. Let's say $5,000. How many sales do you actually need to make of a $5,000 product to get to 100,000 in sales? It's 20, right? 20 sales. You can do that. Like, that's not a big number. Like, there is any market, any niche you could go into is infinitely bigger than that, right? So you don't even need to be a big fish to get to that number. You can be a teeny tiny little fish in your niche, make 20 sales, you've done 100,000 in sales, and at that point, everything starts to look different. If you can make it to 100,000 in sales, you've got the building blocks to make it to $1 million in sales, right? And we've seen that time and time again. We've had people on this show before, on our YouTube channel. Recently, we had Ben Bauman. He went from zero to 1.6 million in sales in his first 12 months, quit his job at that point. We've had Holly on here. Holly went from $0 to $500,000 in sales in 4 months. We've had Matt Gemkow on the show here. He is only, I think at the time, he was 21, maybe 22. And in his first 2 years, he made $2 million in sales with a high-ticket dropshipping business. We've had John Grant on the show, who went from zero. He was working in a brewery, went from zero to hitting $400,000 a month in sales within 2 years. And the list goes on, right? So, these people and those names that I've just rattled off, I mean, they all started where you are right now. They had no prior experience. They'd never run an online business before. They had a fairly regular job. You know, like they weren't in possession of unique experience or special knowledge. They just made that little first step. They went through some of the struggles and they followed those five steps that we've just outlined for you. And so, if you're ready to get started, you want to start a dropshipping business in 2025, you know, to drive that change in your life, make some money, quit your job, whatever it is that, spend more time with your family, whatever it is that drives you, you can go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where you're going to find a free training, which will take you through in much greater detail all of the five steps that we've just been through here, and you can get started there.
100K sounds nice, John, but let's be real. It's that first sale. There's nothing sweeter than that first time you're laying in bed late at night and your phone goes cha-ching and you made your first sale. It is something you'll remember forever. And all of this, all of these five steps, everything that we're trying to show you here, it's 100% worth it to get that first moment, which is going to lead to that second moment and the third moment and the 100K moment and the $1 million moment. That first sale is the sweetest, though.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.